And here we are at, it's 19 minutes to the top of the hour. And as I mentioned, we're going to be spending the next couple of minutes talking about Monday, because Monday, the 20th, is earmarked for some protest action. And many people in the country, and certainly in our community, have been worried that possibly this might mean a repeat of July 2021. And there's been all sorts of rumors in the mill doing the rounds, and a call, generally speaking, for a bit of calm and perspective. So I thought it would be a good idea to bring our resident journalist, professional journalist, Penny Faree, into the studio, because, Penny, you've been doing due diligence, as you say, on what might be expected to happen on Monday. So welcome, and let's launch straight into it. What do you think
is
in the wind?
So I just want to quickly start with what we need to know. So EFF leader Julius Malema is heading two key points. He's calling for the resignation of Cyril Ramaphosa, and he's demanding electricity. Now, what they're asking is for all businesses and industrial activity to stop for the day, and all workers and students to stay at home. And a question I asked was, where are the marches taking place? The EFF or any additional organizations have detailed any specific locations which will be targeted. And according to Malema, he said that they have deliberately kept the details undercover in order to avoid the police. And another question was, who is supporting the strike? And the country's second largest trade union, the South African Federation of Trade Unions, SAFTU, with 21 affiliated trade unions representing about 800,000 workers. And I just want to quickly run through some of the affiliated unions, because obviously that's going to affect Monday's operational economy. That's the Postal and Communication Unions, Democratic Transport and Logistics, Food and Allied Workers Union, National Union of Public Services, Private Schools and Allied Union, Correctional Services. The courts are also going to be closed. And SAFTU said in a statement this week that they're not joining any political party program, but they're going to be as an independent federation, which are raising the voices for socioeconomic change. And obviously the EFF has been calling for this national shutdown since mid-January, and they've warned businesses to shut down or face the consequences. And there's many parts of the country that has caused tensions, especially the communities that were at the epicenter of the July 21 riots. However, at this stage, fear of violence is just that, fear. There's no credible information at this point that a deliberate campaign of violence is planned, so stoking panic is just irresponsible.
Well, yeah, look, I mean, there is obviously going to be some form of protest action. I think that's a given. But with the fundamentals are completely different to what happened in July 21. For example, the security structures are not this time being silently hampered, which they were in 21. There's no doubt about it. They just were not present anywhere for a good few days, which was a huge concern to everyone. But this time round, they are coming out strong about the fact that they will not allow, or the government will not allow, any agenda to interfere with the safety and security of South African citizens. So straight away, there is a strong indicator that there's going to be no real danger, I don't think, of a repeat performance of July 21. But on the other hand, I think it's a masterstroke of politicking on the part of the Red Berets and Julius Malema, because they pretty much are a spent force. I mean, they know how to rattle cages and get people riled up and on a very populist agenda. But realistically, they command a relatively small support when it comes to
6%.
Yeah. So, what more do you do to try and put yourself back in the spotlight? And I suppose they thought about it long and hard. Very interestingly, the day they selected for their protest is the day that a hell of a lot of people were going to stay away anyway, because it's a kind of long weekend, you know.
Yeah.
Most people, traditionally, if there's a public holiday on the Tuesday, take the Monday off anyway. So then you take one day and you get four that you can play with. So how much is this really going to affect us? Well, of course, the economy doesn't need a single day extra of no performance. We've got all sorts of drama and problems, as we know. But it's wonderful that you're keeping a watching brief on this, because on Monday we're going to be crossing to you, wherever you may be, looking for action. And we've got the ward councillor from Ward 22, Privy Makan, is in the studio waiting to join us, as is a professional security, I was going to say specialist, but that is for the conversation to follow. Stuart Weston will join Privy. And I think, Penny, if you would stick around for that, let's have a bit of a roundhouse conversation.
Yes.
After this tune. It's Amy Ayanda's Beginners.